Mark, chapter 9. And he said to them, Truly I say to you, there are some here of those who stand, who will in no way taste of death, until they see the kingdom of God come with power. And after 6 days Jesus takes with him Peter, and James, and John, and brings them up into a high mountain apart by themselves, and he was transfigured before them. And his garments became glistering, exceedingly white, so as no fuller on earth can whiten them. And there appeared to them Elijah with Moses, and they were talking with Jesus. And Peter answers and says to Jesus, Rabbi, it is good for us to be here, and let us make 3 tabernacles, one for you, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah. For he didn't know what to answer, for they became exceedingly afraid. And there came a cloud overshadowing them, and there came a voice out of the cloud, This is my beloved Son, hear him. And suddenly looking around, they saw no one anymore, except Jesus only with themselves. And as they were coming down from the mountain, he charged them that they should tell no man what things they had seen, except when the Son of Man should have risen again from the dead. And they kept the saying, questioning among themselves what the rising again from the dead should mean. And they asked him, saying, How is it that the scribes say that Elijah must first come? And he said to them, Elijah indeed comes first, and restores all things, and how is it written of the Son of Man, that he should suffer many things and be set at nothing? But I say to you, that Elijah has come, and they have also done to him whatever they would, even as it is written of him. And when they came to the disciples, they saw a great multitude about them, and scribes questioning with them. And right away all the multitude, when they saw him, were greatly amazed, and running to him greeted him. And he asked them, What do you question with them? And one of the multitude answered him, Teacher, I brought to you my son, who has a mute spirit. And wherever it takes him, it dashes him down, and he foams, and grinds his teeth, and becomes stiff, and I spoke to your disciples that they should cast it out, and they were not able. And he answers them and says, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear with you? Bring him to me. And they brought him to him, and when he saw him, immediately the spirit tore him grievously, and he fell on the ground, and wallowed foaming. And he asked his father, How much time is it since this has come to him? And he said, From a child. And often it has cast him both into the fire and into the waters, to destroy him, but if you can do anything, have compassion on us, and help us. And Jesus said to him, If you can. All things are possible to him who believes. Immediately the father of the child cried out, and said, I believe, help my unbelief. And when Jesus saw that a multitude came running together, he rebuked the unclean spirit, saying to him, You mute and deaf spirit, I command you, come out of him, and enter into him no more. And having cried out, and torn him much, he came out, and the boy became as one dead, insomuch that most said, He is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand, and raised him up, and he arose. And when he came into the house, his disciples asked him privately, How is it that we could not cast it out? And he said to them, This kind can come out by nothing, except by prayer. And they went forth from there, and passed through Galilee, and he did not want that any man should know it. For he taught his disciples, and said to them, The Son of Man is delivered up into the hands of men, and they will kill him, and when he is killed, after 3 days he will rise again. But they didn't understand the saying, and were afraid to ask him. And they came to Capernaum, and when he was in the house he asked them, What were you reasoning on the way? But they held their peace, for they had disputed one with another on the way, who was the greatest. And he sat down, and called the 12, and he says to them, If any man would be first, he will be last of all, and servant of all. And he took a little child, and set the child among them, and taking the child in his arms, he said to them, Whoever will receive one of such little children in my name, receives me, and whoever receives me, does not receive me, but him who sent me. John said to him, Teacher, we saw one casting out demons in your name, and we forbade him, because he didn't follow us. But Jesus said, Don't forbid him, for there is no man who will do a mighty work in my name, and be able quickly to speak evil of me. For he who is not against us is for us. For whoever will give you a cup of water to drink, because you are Christ's, truly I say to you, he will in no way lose his reward. And whoever will cause one of these little ones who believe in me to stumble, it were better for him if a great millstone were put around his neck, and he were cast into the sea. And if your hand causes you to stumble, cut it off, it is good for you to enter into life maimed, rather than having your 2 hands to go into hell, into the unquenchable fire. And if your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off, it is good for you to enter into life lame, rather than having your 2 feet to be cast into hell. And if your eye causes you to stumble, cast it out. It is good for you to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye, rather than having two eyes to be cast into hell, where their worm dies not, and the fire is not quenched. For everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is good, but if the salt has lost its saltness, how will you season it? Have salt in yourselves, and be at peace one with another.